What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Today's episode, we're talking about how to vet your chiropractor or probably any doctor in general. One of the common issues I run into with potential or prospective patients is an overall lack of trust with our profession specifically as a whole. Patients today are highly educated and generally have a cursory knowledge of what may be ailing them. Where they generally fall short is what to do about it or how to fix it and how to prevent it from recurring again. This is where I feel I do my best work. My goals with patients are always to help their current issues and give them the education and tools to combat it from occurring again in the future. That is not to neglect maintenance programs when necessary. The following are my pro tips in choosing a chiropractor. Number one, set goals with your doctor. A massive amount of research data is available covering the effectiveness, safety, and cost-effectiveness of chiropractic care. However, across the profession, recommended treatment frequency varies widely and is minimally researched. Different doctors will recommend different treatment programs for the same issues. You should openly discuss these goals with your doctor at your initial visit. Discussing your goals will help your doctor cater the treatment plan to best meet your goals. You're an individual, and your treatment plan should reflect that. If your goals are simply to heal from current injuries, then say so. If you're looking to optimize performance, sleep, and overall health, let your doctor know. Treatment plans vary widely based on these goals. My personal goals with patients is to garner a relationship that fosters trust and allows for this type of open communication. My goal is to meet and succeed in helping you attain your goals. Number two, ask questions. This is a broad point, but I will break it down a little bit further. Here are several questions that you should ask on your first visit. Your chiropractor should be willing and eager to answer these questions. Number one, what is going on, aka what is my diagnosis, and what does that mean in plain language? Getting a medical diagnosis allows you to do some research on your own, if you haven't already. I find it refreshing that many patients come in at their initial visit with a pretty solid understanding of what may be causing their issues. The internet is an amazing place. If your doctor is giving you a diagnosis that is far off base from what you've already researched, they should be able to substantiate this. Additionally, they should be able to speak to your level as to what is going on and to explain it in a way that you can fully comprehend. Number two, what are my treatment options? Your doctor should explain what his or her office would do with your case as it pertains to intervention. Additionally, you should investigate what other options you have with other providers. What would my medical doctor do with this issue? Would massage therapy help? Etc., etc. I find many doctors at this point start a hard sell of long, drawn-out treatment plans. Your treatment plan, as mentioned before, should meet your goals. There should be some type of end game. Additionally, self-treatment options such as stretching, rest, ice, heat, over-the-counter modalities, all of these things should be covered in order to best assist yourself in healing. Number three, how much will it cost? This is my favorite question. This question should also be answered honestly, straightforward, and upfront. Number four, how long will this take? This should be broken down several ways, aka, how long will this take to heal if I do nothing at all? Will it heal if I do nothing at all? How long will it take based on my goals, and how long will each visit take? Again, your doctor should very openly, straightforward, and truthfully answer these questions. Number three, ask Google. Evaluate your doctor's online presence. While this is generally just a snapshot, you can find out a lot of information online about your potential physician. Reviews can be useful in determining if a doctor has a good reputation with his patients. Photos online can additionally give you a good idea of what to expect with office tours, pictures of the staff, the doctor, etc. Not all chiropractors are the same. Many have subspecialties, and this can be found online as well and can help you choose effectively. Number four, quick tip, ask your friends and family members for their recommendations. The chiropractic profession in general can be somewhat subjective. What should not be subjective is the discussion had at the first visit. It should be highly informative and educational. As a patient, you should feel empowered with knowledge and confident that the treatment option you choose is the right one for you. Your chiropractor should be your biggest health advocate and guide you in choosing the best options for your health, even if that means choosing a different physician.